Recipes. This month's recipes are offered by members of the NFB of Oklahoma. Easy Teriyaki Chicken by Sharon Wolf. Sharon is a relatively new member of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma. She lives in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, which currently has no chapter, but Sharon and others are working to organize a chapter within the year. Sharon will attend her first national convention this year. Here's what she says about her recipe. The following is my favorite recipe to cook because it's fast and uses the microwave. Ingredients. 1 bag of frozen, boneless, skinless chicken breast, thawed, cut into 1-inch pieces. 1 bag frozen oriental vegetables or California mixed vegetables. 3/4 or less cup soy sauce. 3/4 or less cup sugar. 1 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/2 teaspoon minced or fresh ginger powder. 1 tablespoon vinegar. 2 tablespoons olive oil. Method. In a bowl, combine the last 6 ingredients and mix well. Add to the chicken and toss gently. Cook 6 minutes in microwave on high heat and stir. Then cook another 4 minutes on high heat. Cook frozen vegetables as directed. Pour the teriyaki chicken on top of the cooked vegetables and serve. Vegan Enchiladas by Jedi Morky. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Jedi Morky. Jedi Morky is the president of the Brady District Chapter in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and serves as a member of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma Board of Directors. Currently, she is interim secretary of the affiliate. She is a longtime federationist, the only blind orientation and mobility instructor in the state of Oklahoma, a proud vegan, and, not only by her own claim, a great cook. Ingredients. Vegan cooking spray. I prefer canola or coconut-based. Whole wheat tortillas. Burrito size is fine. 1 14-ounce can of whole black beans, drained. 1 12 to 14-ounce can or 1 1/2 cups frozen whole kernel sweet corn, drained. 1 can Rotel tomatoes, drained, optional. 1 cup raw onion. 1 cup raw spinach. Your favorite red or green salsa. Several spoonfuls of vegan sour cream. Vegan cheese shreds to taste. I prefer Daiya pepper jack style shreds. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Mix all of the ingredients in a large bowl except the tortillas. Make sure to drain the beans and the corn. Otherwise, the enchiladas will be rather soupy. Be sure to drain the Rotel if you use that too. Lightly grease a 9x13-inch casserole pan. Place the mixed ingredients inside the tortillas. Stuff the tortillas as though you were making little burritos. Leave one end of each enchilada loose and tuck in the other. Place the enchiladas in the pan, seam side down. You should be able to get about 6 enchiladas into the pan. Spread a couple of spoonfuls of the vegan sour cream on top of the enchiladas. Make sure that the enchilada tops are fully covered. Spread some salsa over the sour cream. Sprinkle some more vegan shreds on top of the salsa and sour cream. I usually prefer a small handful. If you have any diced onions left over from the enchilada preparation, add these to the top as well. Bake the enchiladas for about 20 minutes. The enchiladas are done when the cheese on top has melted and the insides are warm when poked with a toothpick or fork. One dish full of enchiladas serves 2 people. It is likely you will have additional ingredients mixed to make more. This recipe is excellent and can be used to serve non-vegans. Mark's Broccoli Slaw by Jeannie Massey. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Jeannie Massey. Jeannie is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma and a member of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind. Here is what she says about this recipe. This recipe is one of my favorites during the summer. My husband is a fantastic cook. He often serves this with barbecue or burgers in the summer. Ingredients. 1 bag of sliced fresh broccoli slaw or 1 head fresh broccoli sliced into bite-sized pieces. 2 medium-sized red apples, cored and chopped into bite-sized pieces. 1 can bite-sized pineapple chunks in natural juice, drained, reserve the juice. 1 cup chopped walnuts, 1 cup golden raisins. Dressing. 1 cup mayonnaise, juice from can of pineapple, 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar. Method. Combine slaw ingredients in a large mixing bowl. In a separate bowl, combine dressing ingredients and whisk until blended. Drizzle dressing over slaw mixture, then toss to coat entire batch of slaw. This recipe can be eaten immediately, but is best if allowed to soak up some of the dressing and mature the flavors. Great for something different at a picnic or barbecue. Sweet Potato Casserole by Glenda Farnham. Glenda is a dedicated federationist. She is a board member of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma and serves as the legislative director for the affiliate. She is the daughter of blind parents, a blind woman, and the parent of a now-adult blind child. It took a while for her to come around to the Federation. However, she has now jumped in with both feet. We are proud to have her as part of our affiliate. Ingredients: 4 cups sweet potatoes, baked, peeled, and mashed. 1/2 cup white sugar. 2 eggs beaten. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 4 tablespoons butter, softened. 1/2 cup milk. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. Topping: 1/2 cup packed brown sugar. 4 tablespoons and 4 teaspoons all-purpose flour. 2 tablespoons and 3 teaspoons butter, softened. 1/2 cup chopped pecans. Method: preheat oven to 325 degrees. In a large bowl, mix together the sweet potatoes, sugar, eggs, salt, butter, milk, and vanilla. Beat with an electric mixer until smooth. Transfer to a 9x13-inch baking dish. Topping: in a medium bowl, mix the sugar and flour. Cut in the butter until the mixture is coarse. Stir in the pecans. Sprinkle the mixture over the sweet potato mixture. Bake in the preheated oven 30 minutes or until the topping is lightly brown. Pumpkin Bread by Glenda Farnham. Ingredients: 3 cups sugar, 2/3 cups water, 1 15-ounce can pumpkin, 1 cup oil, 4 eggs, 3 and 1/3 cups flour, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 teaspoon nutmeg, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 cup chopped nuts. Method: mix sugar, water, pumpkin, oil, and eggs in large bowl. In another bowl, combine flour, cinnamon, nutmeg, baking soda, and salt. Add dry mixture to pumpkin mixture and stir. Add vanilla, then add nuts. Mix well. Pour into 3 loaf pans coated with cooking spray. Bake at 350 for 45 to 50 minutes. Yield 3 loaves of bread. Grandma Joyce's Pecan Pie by Audrey T. Farnham. Audrey is the first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma and the chapter president of the Central Oklahoma chapter. She also serves as vice president on the National Sports and Recreation Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind and as a board member of the newly formed Oklahoma Sports and Recreation Division. Audrey is an attorney and an avid rower. She recently rode in her first single race and won the heat. By her claim, she is a better eater than a cook, but these recipes tell a different story. Here is what Audrey says. Here are a couple of my favorite recipes from my grandmother's. These were two of my favorite treats growing up. Then later I learned they were both super easy to make. Enjoy. Ingredients: 1 cup sugar, 1/2 cup light corn syrup, 1/4 cup melted margarine, 3 eggs, well beaten, 1 cup pecans, 1 pie shell, splash of rum or pinch of cinnamon if desired. Method: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Combine sugar, syrup, and melted butter. Add beaten eggs and pecans to syrup mixture, mixing thoroughly. Stir in a little rum or cinnamon for an extra twist if desired. Pour into a 9-inch pie shell, store-bought or your own recipe, and bake 40 to 45 minutes. Mima's Brownies by Audrey T. Farnham. Ingredients: 1 cup oil, 2 cups sugar, 4 eggs slightly beaten, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 1/2 cup flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup cocoa, 1/2 cup nuts. Method: in large bowl, combine oil and sugar and beat well. Add eggs and vanilla extract and beat until well blended. Sift flour, baking powder, salt, and cocoa in medium bowl and combine. Add dry mixture to wet ingredients, mix until blended, add nuts, and stir. For thicker brownies, pour batter into a 13x9-inch pan coated with cooking spray. For thinner brownies, pour batter into a 15x11-inch pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 to 35 minutes. Remove from oven and let cool.